brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. That's where the magic happens. And it's not an application. It's coming to you via text. But you can plan every app facet of your day with this, but what sets them apart from the rest of the organizing people out there is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. And what that is they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, you can't even imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Yes. Yes, I have a touch of something. I'm not really sure what it is. So, you know, if things, as we go along today, if things start to desert me, like, I don't know, like the command of the English language, I'm working on it. During his State of the Union address, President Obama used the word citizenship. And he implied that in order to be a good citizen in the United States of America, circa 2014, that you have to go along with his gun control agenda. And he's gone out there and said, well, I got a pen and I got a phone. Well, that's not exactly the way that would work. And the anti-gunners are not banking on his promise to impose that agenda without Congress, primarily because he can't. The gun agenda, the anti-gun agenda, is the veritable line in the sand. I don't know why anything else isn't, but I like that the gun part of it is. They're trying to convince politicians, though, in Congress, that they can vote for gun control without fear. And they're doing that by making this crazy claim, despite what we know, that the number of gun owners is rapidly declining. And we're hearing that both from Michael Bloomberg and publications like The Economist. And we're hearing it from Josh Sugarman, which I don't know if I've ever told you about this, but the Violence Policy Center, they have no members. There's not a member of the Violence Policy Center. It should really just be Josh Sugarman. They're not like Gun Owners of America or Second Amendment Foundation or the Kiwanis Club. They have no members. But according to Mr. Sugarman, gun-free households are an increasing majority, while gun-owning households are a shrinking minority. The Economist says the proportion of American households that own guns has declined from about 50% in the 1980s to about 35% now. And on that basis, they've concluded that the number of gun owners is also falling. Bloomberg told Katie Couric that over some unspecified period of time, the share of U.S. households owning guns dropped from 35 to 25%. According to Bloomberg, people who have guns have lots of guns, but fewer people have guns. This is where they go absurd on us. Many gun owners do, in fact, own more than one gun. And despite that fact, neither the Economist's claim nor Bloomberg's is supportable. Aside from the fact that household ownership does not necessarily track with individual ownership, Gallup polls over the last 50 years show that reported household gun ownership varies according to the political climate. Like, if you were to go take a poll right now in Connecticut and say, how many of you have AR-15s? The correct answer should be, I don't got one. It varies due to the political climate. When the American people aren't worried that gun control is embraced at the federal level, affirmative responses to household gun ownership polls are as high as 50%. When they're greater, as when LBJ signed the Gun Control Act of 1968, after Clinton signed the Brady Bill and the so-called assault weapons laws in the mid-90s, and when Obama came out in favor of gun control after his second election, such reporting falls to as low as 34%. Americans like their private lives to be private. These percentages have fluctuated wildly several times over just the last decade. So dropping 8 points in 1 year and gaining 8 points back the next year and so on is not trends. These are not trends. This is where different realities take hold. Since 1980, the U.S. population has increased by 90 million people, or 40%. And the number of households has risen by nearly 40 million, or 46%. The ATF's report covering firearms manufacturing and importation for years 1986 to 2010 indicates the number of privately owned guns has risen by about 175 million since 1980. So Bloomberg and Sugarman and the Economist's notion that all 175 million were bought by me and by you and by a few of our friends is at best stupid propaganda. And this is aimed at members of Congress, so they hope to bamboozle them, just roll them right into supporting Second Amendment infringing legislation before we head to the polls and really punish them for it. They're going to get punished anyway. They're going to get punished so bad. They're going to get punished. I just love it. Gun ownership is on the rise. The trends are young, urban, and female. Females are, as the saving grace of the Second Amendment, the saving grace, what makes it easier for me as a Second Amendment advocate out there are the ladies of the United States. Because they are buying guns in droves. They're going to classes. There's a whole new line of product that has come on board for them. And ladies, you guys can shoot anything. Anything I carry, you can pick up and shoot as good as I can, maybe better. So the tip of the hat to the ladies of the United States. Likewise with the young people and the urban people that didn't have a chance for their grandpa to take them out into the country to shoot their single shot bolt action .22. Things, as the country shifts and as the urban sprawl spreads out, the same yearnings of young people, you still see that. You still see that. As for this stupid notion that the number of individuals that own guns is going down. Bad news, boys. Bad news. No matter how you spin it. A lie is still a lie. You guys are getting desperate, aren't you? Going into the first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a Chicago columnist who looks upon the people that want to arm themselves as being intellectually inferior and, of course, you know, station-wise in life, inferior to him. We're going to talk about him when we get back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife, the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport. Making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And on a Tuesday, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Chicago Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg is not a fan of the fact that citizens in the land of Lincoln are going to be able to legally carry a concealed gun. It's not quite as simple as that for the people of Illinois. They will have to jump through numerous hoops, such as undergoing a background check, paying a rather hefty amount of money, obtaining a firearm owner's ID, and enduring 2 days, count it, 2 days of training, And as long as they don't try to do it in an area that's on a long list of places that the Illinois legislature has banned concealed carry for the ordinary peoples. But Mr. Steinberg, whatever his name is, he says guns are about perception, fear, and fantasy. I wonder if he sounds like Ricardo Montalban. He says anything that encourages someone to take that gun and stick it in his pocket by definition increases the danger of guns. The question is, do people need those guns? If you ask any police officer, unless he or she is in the most crime-ridden district, they can count on one hand the times they've had to draw their weapon. It doesn't have to happen that much, even to most cops. That's because, Mr. Steinberg, cops don't get mugged. The police department doesn't have home invasions happening there. That's why they don't very rarely draw their gun out of their holster. But not according to Mr. Steinberg. For civilians, it happens far less. That's why we keep hearing these stories about fearful mopes blowing away minority teenagers, and hardly ever about grandmas getting the drop on bad guys stealing their purses, then marching them to the police station. And you know, if it ever happened, the NRA would engrave the story on a coin and badger Congress into issuing it. That's the most heart-wrenching use of the word unless since the end of the Lorax. He misses the mark because he completely discounts the various tallies of defensive gun use in which firearm was displayed or drawn and not fired. Third, it's a good bet that he doesn't read the NRA publication American Rifleman, so it's quite possible that he isn't aware that they actually do trumpet self-defense cases with guns. They haven't engraved it anywhere, though, you know, in fairness to him. But, you know, even though times are sort of tough right now for print media, I still think they probably have access to the Sun-Times on the Internet. And all they have to do is navigate over to the Cato Institute, where they show defensive gun uses in the United States. But for any of you people in Illinois who would like to forward this to Mr. Steinberg, here you go. Here's something to forward to him. For you, sir. Category, senior. Name, 87-year-old woman fatally shoots man in her home. State, Illinois. Description, East St. Louis, Illinois. February 7th, 2006, Jaxie May King used a revolver to kill Larry Tillman after Tillman cut her phone lines and pried the iron bars off her windows to gain entry. No indication as to whether Mr. Tillman's family said he was accidentally trying to get in the house. The 87-year-old woman was given a .32 Colt revolver for self-defense by her daughter. Art isn't in here. He would love this part. Her daughter was a police officer after she became the victim of a home invasion, beating, and robbery. Even though the woman didn't have proper Illinois credentials to own a gun, police declined to charge her with any crime. That's fascinating all by itself. Now, without being too hard on Mr. Steinberg, everybody's got some sort of ideological blinder on. It's pretty clear that his column is simply an emotional reaction to the fact that his side got stomped politically than to a well-reasoned argument as to why this is not a good idea. He continues on. No warning shot. Well, she did fire a warning shot, but I guess she fired it in him. He continues, we don't need to argue. Not that anybody for sane gun control has the heart or guts to pipe up anymore. All we have to do is sit back and watch the future unfold, which is all we're going to do. It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. Go back to the future, Mr. Steinberg, and look around you. Illinois is not the entirety of the United States. It's surrounded by 47 others contiguously. And in those 47 others, there's 42 that do it without FOID cards or anything else. And out of those, we're not killing each other over parking spots, and we're not killing each other over arguments, and we're not killing each other because somebody got the last gallon of milk. You don't have to sit back and watch. You can go back and read. What's he really worried about? Somehow or another, permitless carry has not resulted in rivers of blood flowing in Vermont. Which is, you know, that's the home of Woodstock and Bennington and Bernie Sanders. License carry is available in urban areas as diverse as Philadelphia, Cleveland, Miami, Houston, Phoenix, Denver, Portland, and Seattle. So what does he think is going to happen in, uniquely in Chicago? It can be, you know, I think legitimately asked, what's the point of his column? Is this just him venting his spleen because his downstate rural political opponents? And I'll say this again, he clearly sees these folks to be his social and intellectual inferiors. Got the better of him? Is he just mad? Is he just mad? Here's the thing. What this guy says, and what those Episcopal ministers said in Georgia, that's them taking you and projecting their fear upon you. Because if you look at these guys, when they start going off on their rant, if you've ever seen one of these guys do this on TV, it's hilarious. When they start going off on their rant, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I sit there thinking to myself anyway, it's a good thing he doesn't carry a gun. Because there are some people that have no control over their emotions. And they are given, they are predisposed to do something rash. And I think it's projection. I think they're projecting onto you. Because, thankfully, of course, you guys ignore it. That's very funny. We have some information coming out about the what happened at Ares Armor over the weekend. A little more in depth. They seem to be have been caught up in a periphery of sorts. And when we get back, we're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about Bloomberg and his wasting money. 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by John Stankiewicz again of Battle Cop. We're going to tell you about a promotion we got coming up. This will be for the listeners of the show. You will get a unique opportunity if you wish to participate. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the world of the interwebs, a lot of people are up in arms, as am I, metaphorically speaking, over this situation that occurred over the weekend with Ares Armor. At first glance, what we were told is that the ATF busted into a business that sells legal 80% lowers in violation of a court-issued restraining order. But now there's new documents that have been released by the Department of Justice. It's quite interesting. It's not just about an investigation of Ares Armor, is what they're pointing out. Selling 80% lowers is not illegal. It's not a complete firearm, so it's not treated like one. Now, turning one into a functioning gun is pretty trivial now, mind you. Drill a couple of holes and mill a few locations, and presto! You have yourself a gun. Manufacturing 80% lowers isn't illegal. You can ship them anywhere, any way you want to. And once again, it's just a hunk of some material. Manufacturing firearms for sale to the public without a license is a huge no-no, however. And it appears that based upon something that did happen in the periphery, that's why they lost audio. I've got audio going out on my end. Google. But what I'm about to describe to you are the activities of people who are not Ares Armor. Let's make that very clear. Specifically, these details are about the business practices of LCGAR Part and Custom Accessories in California. But it does give a little bit of insight as to what may be in the ATF mindset concerning what could be going on at Ares Armor's back room. Apparently, they sent an undercover law enforcement officer into LCGAR Parts and Customs, which is located in Sacramento. And was looking at 80% lowers. Michael Turner of LCG informed the undercover agent that he could purchase an AR-15 blank at LCG and then mill it out in the back of the shop the same day, essentially creating a firearm from scratch. They looked at some things and he said, yeah, this is what I'd like to be, this is what I'd like to make, this is what I'd like to put together. The undercover officer was informed that such a firearm could be made in about 2 hours. And then he was told by Mr. Turner that the undercover officer could drill 5 holes and then Jimmy would clean it up. Mr. Turner identified Jimmy, an individual later identified as Emiliano Cortez. And let me hold it right there. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Bill. What's up, Ed?
Not much.
Ooh-ah. Yahweh bless.
Turn him up a little bit, Magnum. I can barely hear him. Okay, there we go. All right.
You guys are doing a great job. For real. I love your shows. Believe it or not, you guys have got me weaned off of Alex Jones. I mean, he's got his place. Don't get me wrong. Got his place, and I love his message. But the attitude and the ego.
Okay.
I remember what you said last time. It's a friend. This is a family show.
Yes. I understand. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I've been thinking about something. We have senators now in office in play. Right now. I don't know if you were keeping track when the new senators and representatives took office this time, but we've actually got some disabled Army officers that are now senators. And believe it or not, we actually have a Kennedy back in the Senate.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, seeing all this, okay, now I know one of the disabled officers who's a senator sits on the Armed Forces Subcommittee hearings committee.
Are you talking about the female?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's tough.
She was the chopper pilot, lost both her legs.
Right.
Now, when that general stood in front of her and blatantly said, I don't take orders from you, the president, we take our orders from NATO. Why wasn't he not relieved immediately?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Because technically that's their job. When you're in front of the Senate Armed Forces Subcommittee, that's bottom line, baby. You go nowhere. You got 2 ways to go. Dishonorably disgrace and walk out, and that's the minimum. That's the nicest they'll do.
Right.
The max, you're going to make Mount Everest in the beach. Beachfront property, sand. for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Now, and this guy is sitting there blatantly just looked at her like, I don't care who you are. What? And he's still got a job?
Well, like I said, it depends on who you ask. Now, you know, there was this talk going on out there that Obama was running this little litmus test asking all of the senior flag officers, will you fire on American citizens? And then we had this rash of firings in the military from their senior staff positions to where they retired and went away and everything. And there's been some people speaking out about that. Maybe that's the line that you need to give in order to retain your job. What rank was this cat? I'm not sure who you're talking about. Was he?
He was a star or two? He was a star. I think he was a 2-star.
So he was a major general or
Yeah, he was a major general. He was a general of the Army. He was in the Army.
Okay.
And he was part of the action that was going on somewhere, and he knew what was going on, and that's why he was in front of him.
And you know, when you're assigned to certain commands, you may be answerable to other people temporarily. You know how that works.
Right.
You can be right. Attached to somebody. You don't normally attach major generals. So, I'm going to have to go look at that. Do you have my email address? Can you email me a link about that little back and forth? I'd like to take a look at that.
Give me your email, man.
Bill at lock and spell out and A-N-D, load radio.com. I'd like to take a look at this little arrogant shoe shining boy here.
He just blatantly looked at it. I mean, he knows this lady was in war, recently discharged, lost both of her legs, was a chopper, but she knows her job as an officer of the military, but she's now a senator. Now she's looking at the oath three times over as a soldier, an officer, and a senator. Trifecta. Do your job. Fire the SOB. He should have been relieved right then. That's their job. They have that authority. Okay.
Well, but if she's a senator, she's working under the majority leadership of Harry Reid, no matter what political party she's got an affinity to. And he's probably sitting back there just grinning in his little cadavers. Don't you think Harry Reid looked like he's had like a he's been embalmed?
Well, Bill, you know Harry Reid's a show all to itself.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And then you know, your boss may not like it because that would be a show that would go down real quick. You wouldn't have any callers. You probably wouldn't have any listeners because I think people are getting tired of Mr. Reid.
Yeah, and now Sharon Angle's looking awfully good.
Well, sooner or later these guys are finally real. What are these people are going to do, Bill?
Let me get you to hang on through the break because we're coming up on a break, and I'll let you finish asking that question. It's been a while since you called me, so we'll.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize about it. It's not like you're punching a clock here. It's a radio show. You're not punching.
But you're a brother and a friend. You know,
keep in touch. Yeah, but I'm here. Brother and friend stays and waits. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Ed in Kentucky, talking about some arrogant star-wearing soldier boy. You know, I wouldn't, as a soldier right now in the Army, given the fact, and, you know, they don't have anything to do with this, but their commander-in-chief is running roughshod over them. He's cutting the troop level down to a point where pretty soon that general will be a guy without a command. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Ed?
Yep. I sure have. Because, what was it before World War II? We had an armed forces of...
It wasn't much.
Half a million. We had the armed forces at a 500,000.
Yep.
And the only reason in World War II why we were able to spit out what we could was, one, we weren't really invaded. I mean, Hawaii at the time was a territory. which is considered U.S. property, we had full function. We had full military, full manufacturing, full production. Then Japan got smart, started studying the jet stream, and that's when they start floating balloon bombs across the West Coast, which they found a couple of them crashed and didn't explode. And they caught a couple wildfires in the forest. One of them hit a oil refinery. And they were actually that smart. It was a pretty ingenious idea if you think about it. The thing is, a lot of these people don't understand one thing. Okay, we served our country. You, your assistant, all three of us served our country. And we did it with honorable intentions, with the right intentions. Now, what upsets me is when I hear Alex Jones, then I start hearing, you know, RBN and LMR, and I'm starting to listen to other people. I'm like, and I'm looking at my Army flag and the American flag I got hanging over my window. And Bill, I mean, honestly, and I don't know if you've ever done this or Malcolm's ever or has ever done this, but I'm beginning to wonder why I even served sometimes.
Well, I have done that.
Especially when I go to the VA.
I have done that, and I served because I felt the call.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in the dynamic change, then. You know, I was a part of something that I was in that to make sure that the one to my left and the one to my right was still standing if we faced anything. And when I look at the big picture, yes, it is, it does bother me to a certain degree. But at the same time, there's, you know, how many of us are walking around that believe that here in the United States today?
Well, today, those of us who are awake, I know, like you, me, and Malcolm, you know, we're probably like, what the hell?
Well, did you see have you and I discussed the letter that the Special Operations Community wrote to President Obama?
I heard what the 1,000 Green Berets wrote, signed, and printed their names and ranks.
Yes. And when I see something like that, I would say we're awake. I would say we're awake. You know, in all of these foreign legions and all of these VFWs and everything else, you know what the discussion is that's going on there.
Well, you know, I'm a lifetime member of the DAV.
Right.
And I'm proud to say that. But I know if my dad was alive and he was a World War II vet, lost half his left lung and best stone. I know if he was alive right now and found out all this crap, oh boy, would he, oh boy. I would not want to be around that 6'8", 190-pound man for nothing, because I wouldn't be able to control him.
Well, and that's the thing, if you look at the military, if you look at the people that joined the military, that have served in the military, whether they were drafted or not, and you think of them as standing on top of a hill, a line across the hill, and all you see is their silhouette, and they're not letting you see what they see.
Right.
They don't think it's important that you see what they see. They don't care if you see what they see.
Well, you know, it has been brought out that, and openly admitted to by some commanding officers in the military that, oh, hell, we're cheaper than monkeys. And the VA was set up, and then the VA alone was set up. It wasn't set up to mingle care. It was set up for medical care. It was set up for mingle care. Where else are you going to get a lifetime supply of guinea pigs and lab rats for pharmaceutical and medical and nursing training facilities?
I was real close to getting into the VA system, and then I read something that happened in Los Angeles where it was just a paperwork thing, really. But it had nothing to do with any patients, except that they just deleted their requests so that their backlog would go away.
Well, see, here's the thing. I've been fighting a tooth infection for 4 years. It's cost me half my left jaw. Of course, they're still working there. They still have their jobs, and nobody cares. And it sickens me every time I have to step foot in that place. Literally. It's the only hospital a veteran can go and actually get sick, die, or get killed. Nobody cares, and nobody would be held accountable.
Well,
thank you for serving your country, and how can we kill you?
Yeah, let them articulate that. I don't have a lot of patients. I never had a lot of patients for Army doctors, and I probably have less than... I haven't had to deal with any VA doctors.
You would definitely have very less with the VA doctors because they're all civilian. They all don't give a crap. You're nothing but a number, a file, a great paycheck with great benefits, and can't get fired.
Well, here's their little file folder knocked out of the way and be looking right at my ugly mug. Hey!
Well, they do that every day. Every time I step in there, they know who and what I am.
Okay.
Because I tell them. And I tell them who they work for. Now, if I may, for a moment, sir.
We're about to run out of time.
Oh, okay. Anybody out there that's listening who's a veteran, who's family member of veterans, start calling your congressman and senator's office. If you know where their local office is located, go there in person. Because you want to get a senator or congressman's quick response, show up at their local offices.
Yeah.
That gets them very upset. And if you don't think that person doesn't get contacted, trust me, they do within the hour. And whether they told, you got a mob out here. And they're mad. Okay, now come on, people. Just make these phone calls. Ring these phones off the hook, please. Because if they wanted 1776, the dictator just made 300 solid patriots when he fired 300 officers. Who's going to lead the charge? They are. And if he thinks this is a joke, when crap hits the fan, all their little security forces that they supposedly have right now are going to disappear. Where are they going to be?
In closing, Ed, don't be such a stranger. And when that stuff does hit the fan, my only intention is to simply be the fan. You stay safe.
Love you, brother. Peace.
All right. All right, we're going to flip into the next hour. We'll talk some more about Ares Armor. Ares Armor essentially got swept up into something that they saw somebody else doing. They saw this LCG doing this. So, we'll be right back.